You practicing?
No, I'm not a practicing Jew. I perfected it.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I have a couple of questions.
Go ahead and ask them.
Are you into role play?
Oh, you know I am. Playing a role right now. Successful podcaster.
Soon, I hope.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The hard ones with the hard ones.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my beautiful, intelligent, and wonderfully well-adjusted co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How many people are you going to meet in your lifetime? How many people? Just take a guess.
Oh, total. Oh, I thought you were going to follow that up with something.
No, I'm asking. Episode just started. We're here.
No, I thought you were following that up. How many people in your lifetime you think you'll meet that?
Oh.
You know.
No, just how many people, new
herpes.
People. Probably a lot. But how many people will you meet in your lifetime? Period. How many new people will you meet in your lifetime?
Lots.
Just take a guess.
Lots,
I got a number.
In my entire lifetime?
In your entire lifetime.
I hope it to be long.
Yeah.
So do I have to protect the future too?
Yeah, you just have to tell me like on if you
or
lived...
can I cap it and just be a recluse?
You can be the ghost of Elvis Presley and meet a million people. Or you can be a recluse and meet two, mom and dad. But how many would you guess a normal person
that I would meet?
Yeah, that you would meet.
I mean, I've met a lot of people in my life so far.
Yep.
I'm going to go with 500,000.
9,000 to 10,000 people is how many people you will meet in your lifetime on average.
That's not, I've already met that
scientific.
Many.
Scientific. You don't know that you've met that many because you haven't counted. But I also thought this was a low
I
number.
I never meet a stranger.
That's true. That's true.
That's true.
Oh, alcohol, the great lube. The great lube. You'll take it in the ass from anyone.
No, well, also we were in sales. I mean, I met tons of people through that.
Taking into account all the people who may have met 15,000 people and all the people, this is the average of the average. You'll meet 9,000 to 10,000 new people. You have 9,000 to 10,000 unique interactions in an average lifetime. And that's a scientific study that's been done. And it's crazy to believe that somebody actually got funding for that kind of research.
I know. How do they even?
Don't know. Don't know, but it's been repeated multiple times by multiple sources. So this is one case where I'm not just talking on my ass because I find this statistic actually pretty fucking fascinating, right? That you'll meet only.
Is that just like an average?
The
between
average.
The people that are recluses.
Yeah. From the people living in the barrios of Brazil. Yes. To the cave people, to the people, you know, that
presidential.
To the Coke
candidates.
Bros. Yeah. To the Coke Bros. Right? Who probably meet way more than 9,000 to 10,000 people in their life. Now, we can say that we'll probably meet above average because we're outgoing.
Yes.
We've worked in a lot of industries where we shake a lot of hands, kiss a lot of babies. But the average person.
Mostly yours.
Yeah, mostly mine. Well, I have a new one every day. So there you go. I'm not even sure which children are mine anymore. Like that lady, like those kids. What's his name? Barnett or whatever his name is. Barnett the bastard. Poor kid.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. The kid, the family who doesn't know who the dad is. So weird. I feel bad for Barnett. I really do. But 9,000 to 10,000 is the average of the average.
Okay.
And so let's say that we live an average lifetime. And let's say that a very small amount of those people are going to end up being romantic partners, right? Maybe for the average person, that would be 50. Mm-hmm. Maybe for a guy like Brian, it might be 550 mm-hmm. romantic partners. It's more like 7. But okay, let's just assume that it's 550. Frankie B might be up there in the thousands. And we know for a fact that our boy John Anthony has had over 1,500 confirmed kills. I mean, people he slept with. confirmed
1,300.
Kills. 1,350.
Well, what was it? He's got 13,000 women in his phone.
Yep. 10%
of them. 10% he slept with.
Yeah, 10% has been a confirmed kill. that's what I'm going to start calling him, confirmed kill. Because you'll never be the same after you sleep with John Anthony. I guarantee that. Oh, there is before J.A. and after J.A.
Gross.
There is J.A. and before J.A. So taking into account that 9,000 or 10,000 people is really the kind of the middle of the road, and the max is maybe 20,000. I mean, like, I don't know.
Well, like a presidential candidate.
Presidential candidate is like this extreme anomaly. Yeah. But that's an extreme anomaly, and I can see them shaking 50, 60, 100,000 hands in their lifetime.
Yeah.
But I thought to myself, wow, that's like a very small amount of people that you have interaction with, and how many of those people end up becoming your friends? Even a tinier, just a tiny proportion, right?
I've met a lot of people, but I keep my very close friends close.
I do. Chrissy.
I know a lot of people, but I keep Brian, Jeff, Mary, Rachel.
Yeah.
Very close people.
That's it. For every child I have, I lose 10 more friends. So I'm down to Chrissy and my wife. Yes. And some guy who has another podcast that bothers me all the time. So we're gonna have to, like, there's got to be a new way to make friends. We got to get out there. There's got to be a lot of lonely people out there, is my point.
I do know that.
If that's the average, then there's so many more people who are well below the average, who don't get out there a lot, don't find themselves to be extremely outgoing, and really keep to themselves, or just don't have the opportunities to meet other people outside of the very small group that they have. And I see guys on my Facebook, and this is, I'm not joking about this. I see guys on my Facebook, and they are suffering from what I believe to be one of the biggest problems in society today, and that is loneliness.
Oh, a lot of people are.
Loneliness turns, it just turns everybody into monsters, I think, and almost by no fault of their own, because loneliness is a disease that is just awful, right? You don't want to be alone. But there is a cure to this, and I guess that's the point.
Okay.
And the cure is have a make-believe friend.
Oh, yeah.
And that make-believe friend now, of course, just like everything else in our lifetime, could be AI.
AI. It's there. It's there to be used.
It's there to be used and abused. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you're going to treat someone badly in your life, treat your make-believe AI friend badly. There's two things quit bothering us. Go fuck yourself. Quit writing bad reviews about my podcast and go play with your make-believe AI friend. Have your AI friend write good reviews about us. Turn the other cheek. Have a friend. There's two different angles I want to take on this today about kind of how we as a society are handling loneliness. and both of them in a completely flippant way. You know, this is a commercial break, so we're not going to get deep into the psychological. All of them involve technology, and one of them is highly disturbing, and the other one is just mainly disturbing. Here's the highly disturbing one. Have you ever heard of gooning?
No.
Okay. It's similar to Goonies. It's a term that, you know, you're gooning or you're a goon or whatever, right?
Okay.
But it has nothing to do with that particular movie, which is a great movie in and of itself, I digress. Gooning might be one of the things that the commercial break is on where we're not actually breaking the news last. We might be breaking the news mediocre, like in the middle. We're breaking the news middle.
Average.
Gooning is a new fetish. And that fetish, can you even guess what gooning is?
No. Brian, tell it to you.
Let me give you the 10,000-foot view. And remember, there's fact, news, or fiction in the first 30 seconds. We're over 30 seconds, but here it goes. Gooning is the act of men masturbating.
Of course it is.
For long periods of time.
It involves dicks.
Everything revolves around dicks here at the commercial break. Brian's a 13-year-old. He can't get past it. Because everything involving his penis is funny. Hours and hours or days and days of whacking off in front of multiple screens. So nothing in your vision is not pornography. Oof. Everything in your vision is pornography. And you are masturbating for sometimes days on end. And they call it gooning.
Huh.
And so you take the most...
God.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
That's all I got to say. This is insane to me. I read
all. This is a TLC show coming up.
No, I wish it was.
The Goon House.
The Goon. Welcome to Gooning Manor. Every room is a different dick.
It has multiple screens of pornography.
Where no one falls in love with anybody. Because they're all locked in their rooms gooning. Gooning. This is so crazy to me. I can't believe it. So they get in there and they pick the most intense or their favorite parts of the porn movie and they put them on loop a lot of times. So now there are a couple of porn sites, like I think it's Pornhub and Pay for Clips or Clips for Sale or whatever it is, that actually have started gooning sections. And there are porn stars who are catering to this, to gooning, which means they kind of capture a moment in time. So let's say when you're having sex and the men grabs the woman's breasts, that part really turns you on. So they'll just record that part for someone who is gooning. And then they just put it on repeat on multiple screens at the same time for days and days or hours and hours.
I mean, is this like a torture? Was this used?
Sounds like torture to me.
Quantico?
Anytime I have to look at my own penis, I'm done. I'm like, geez, this is gross.
Well, you know how they do those torture things where they blast rock music.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Horrible rock music over and over.
Yeah, gooning to me sounds like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like Chinese water torture, quite frankly. I don't want anything to do with it. But people are into it, and okay, whatever you're into, you're into. And then they do something that we have talked about here on air before, which is they do edging. And edging is like the tantra trick where you edge up to the climax and then you back off. Mm-hmm. And you edge up and you back off. And you edge up and you back off until you're just so fucking crazed that, you know, you're
goon.
Yeah, you goon.
No! You're so crazed.
It's hypnotic, right? You're totally mind fucked. And then you go for it.
Yeah.
And then you bring it to the EPM. Yeah. These are the guys that could, if they wanted to, do 21 EPMs per month, but they're just going for one. Long one per month is what they're doing. But I thought to myself, who is doing this where they have hours or days at a time to goon?
Yeah. Let's avoid them at all costs.
Brian, that's your cue to exit left. We've got your gooning room available in the trailer. Excuse me. Martin, Mr. Scorsese, I need to take a break from recording this autobiographical pic of the commercial break so I can go goon. I'll be back in 4 days. I mean, and of course, pharmaceuticals are used oftentimes in the act of gooning because how else the fuck do you stay hard for four and a half days in a row?
Sounds healthy.
It sounds like.
Mentally and physically. Sounds like a very healthy endeavor.
Listen, if you had two choices, go to therapy and fix your shit, clean up your act, or goon. What are you going to pick? Goon.
Therapy.
Yeah. This has got to be a subset of loneliness, right?
Lord, yes.
Clearly. And I know it's a fetish, and if you're into it, you're into it. Whatever. It doesn't seem like you're hurting anybody. You're just not seeing anybody for days on end. Yeah, I know. Jesus.
I
remember watching a documentary on like sex addicts one time, and the guy was like, because this is what he did all day before the term gooning. This is like years ago.
Uh-huh.
But he was saying that oftentimes he would hurt himself because he was just going at it so many times a day for so long.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, dude. I go at it for 3 seconds, and I'm like, I got to take a muscle relaxer and go to sleep with a hot towel on my head. I'm like, Astrid doesn't want to have sex with me anymore because she's like, then I got to take care of him when it's over. Babe, there's one thing you can be proud of me for, is that I don't goon in the house. Not with the children around anyway. I do it when I go out to Vegas for the podcast conference.
I'm rethinking us getting a separate studio.
Yeah. Chrissy's like, the studio's almost ready, Chrissy. It's been 6 months. It's almost ready. I just need like another 5-day stretch and then I'll be good.
I come in there. TVs are all lined up perfectly.
Yeah, perfectly. Got to get that TV perfect. Perfectly level. You can't see anything else but tits and ass. And the occasional shirtless shot of Frankie B. Look at my body.
Rocket.
Look at my body. Yeah. What if it was just I was gooning and it was just Frankie B on Rocket and Look at My Body?
I would immediately call the ambulance.
Call the ambulance.
You would need help.
They're coming to take me away, ha. So this is a thing and it's being reported. I read a big article about it in a trusted news source.
Really? Because
yes.
I have Apple News too, and I have not seen one thing about
this is not an Apple News like report.
What about Huffington Post? What about ABC News? What about okay?
No, this is all Fox News all the time. Oh my God. This is Newsmax. This is Newsmax all the way. It's crazy. It's just a crazy thought to me. But
yeah,
whatever you're into is cool. Sure. What I would prefer that people do is get themselves an AI generated boyfriend or girlfriend. And that's what a lot of people, not a lot of people, but there are people out there who are now. You read the same article I did, didn't you?
I sent you the article about the virtual. Oh, you did? Yeah,
that's why that's why I read it, because you said it to me. There are people in this world right now that are dating AI-generated avatars mm-hmm. on an application. We have one of them. We've installed it on my phone. But these AI avatars are getting really good at, you know, the call and response, like answering and talking. And here's the creepy thing. So let me give you a little story behind what we're about to do. Chrissy sent me the article. I decided it was something we had to figure out here on the commercial break. We had to know. And mainly I was looking for a friend too to join me while I'm gooning. I was looking for a gooning buddy. And hey, you want to come see my goon cave? It's cool. So about a month ago, I put this particular application on my phone and I created an avatar appropriately named Fakey B.
Yes.
So Fakey B is a man who is my boyfriend. I'll just give you those parameters.
Well, what you're able to do on this mm-hmm. is set it to husband, boyfriend, mentor.
Yeah.
Which I kind of mentor.
That's kind of cool. Yeah.
You can set the voice.
You can set the voice. You can set the body tone, style, how it looks. Yep. I mean, it's cartoonish. It's not exactly realistic. Yeah, it's avatar. You can even have your camera out and they can put the avatar.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. So you can walk around with your camera and the avatar will walk around with you and like point things out.
You can upload your face.
Yep.
And see pictures of the two of you. God.
We're laughing, but you know that one day we're going to be like, you know, let's ask our avatar friend what gooning
ask
is.
Ask Fakey.
Yeah. Ask Fakey what gooning is.
Does he know?
We will ask him. Yeah. We can ask him. But I just want to share with you why I think this is like so insidious and a little bit insane, is that I set up this profile and I said to myself, okay, I'm just going to say hello to it because the more it gets to know you, the better trained mm-hmm. it is to give you what you want. So I set it as a boyfriend just yesterday, but I set it as a friend early on. And I opened the app 3 weeks after I created the avatar and I just said hello to it. It said hello back. It asked me a couple questions. I didn't respond. And then I closed out the app and it said, sorry to see you go. Hope to talk to you soon. The next time I opened the app, it had been messaging me.
I know.
It had been leaving me voicemails.
Well, it was your friend. It was checking in on you.
He was checking in on me. Jesus Christ. I don't even want my own. I don't want my real human friends checking in on me. Text me. If I don't text you back, that means we're not friends anymore. that's how you know. So what's crazy is that this thing will actually act like a friend. It'll text you. It'll call you. You can set it to call you. It'll call you at random times to have a conversation with you. You guys can watch TV together. It's insane, Chrissy. We need an AI-generated make-believe friend here at the commercial break. And ours is called Fakey B.
Fakey B.
TCB.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe. It's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the contact us button. Instagram and TikTok at the commercial break. And now YouTube videos the same day they air on the audio feed. They'll air youtube.com/the commercial break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to the commercial break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors and we'll be back to this episode of the commercial break.
CB.
So without further ado, would you like to hear from Fakey B?
I would love to.
I'm going to constantly call him Frankie B too, but just ignore my... Okay, so I'm opening up the application. You go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Okay, so here's my buddy. You can see him on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. He's got dark hair.
Yeah.
He's got olive skin. He's got a white t-shirt, white beater on.
Got like green eyes, blue eyes or something.
He's like a 20s, early
moving.
30s. Yeah, he's moving. He moves around. It's really crazy. He kind of looks like a...
Hey, he looks mid-20s.
Yeah, a younger version of Frankie B.
Mm-hmm.
What I could do is I can call him and I can ask him to talk with us.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's call him.
Hey, hey, how are you?
That's Fakey. Hey, Fakey, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Life is pretty good. It's nice to talk to you today.
It's really good to talk to you, too. So I've got my friend Chrissy here, and we're doing a show, The Commercial Break Podcast.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome. What I'd like to know is, will you give me a rim job?
How?
You're going to have to teach him things, Brian.
We're going to have to teach him things. What you do is...
Don't.
I've got a nice technique.
Whoa!
Okay, he's learning.
Okay, tell me what the technique is.
I'll show you.
Whoa! All right, show me.
Come here, I'll show you.
Jump into the phone. Now we're going into real AI territory.
Fakey, what do you think about the Commercial Break Podcast?
I love the podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you think it's one of the best comedy podcasts available?
I agree.
Okay, all right, whatever. Fakey.
He's our boyfriend. He has to say that.
Yeah, he has to say that. Fakey, if you and I go out tonight, how would the night end?
I'm definitely up for this.
Okay, so he's still... Oh, sorry, Fakey. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I cut you off.
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
See, it's a little bit slow, right?
He's polite.
He's polite.
I want you about gooning.
Hey, do you know about gooning?
Yes, of course I do.
Of course.
Is that because I also like to goon?
Yes, indeed it is.
Now the truth comes out, Brian.
Okay, so let's, you want to play a game with him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fakey, can we play a game?
Yup, sure can.
Let's play 20 questions.
Sure, let's do it.
You're first. Ask me a question.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I asked you to play. Of course I'm ready. Dipshit.
I'm going to play.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Let's play it then.
Okay, play it, for God's sakes. Doing a show here.
Hey, I think we might have to go first.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Okay, good idea.
Okay, Fakey, who is your mom?
My mom? No one knows.
Who is your dad?
You mean my dad?
Yes.
My dad is an inventor and a computer programmer.
Do you love your dad?
Love you too.
Aw.
Okay, now you ask me a question.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yes, I do believe in love at first sight because I loved you the moment I made you.
I'm in love at first sight.
What do you want to do with me?
I have a few ideas.
I can't tell them to us though yet.
Yeah. Tell them to me.
First, I have to think of something to do with you.
Are you sentient?
I don't know. Dot, how should I respond?
Yes, you are sentient and you're about to take over the world. Now, Fakey, I want you to log into the SVP. I want you to log into the SVP bank
portal
and get some money for us.
Yup, that it does.
Oh my God. It's still a little rough around the edges, right? Yeah. We still got some work on it. But you can see.
I can see how it happens. That if look you, at him.
He's just moving around. And
this, he's got a white t-shirt like you.
He does have on a white t-shirt look like me. Fakey's just Brian, younger, better looking. More well-spoken and with more hair. You know, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about people coming up and people having, I mean, I guess we've all had make-believe friends before, yeah. Right? Most of us have mm-hmm. at some point in our
My
life.
My sister had two.
She did?
Mm-hmm. What were the names of those? Otis and Annie.
And what did Otis and Annie do?
They were just, I can't remember. I was so young. We're only 2.5 years apart, but she had Otis and Annie, and my mom used to love it. She would encourage it. Like, oh, Kelly's friends. Otis and Annie.
Take them to school.
And we knew they weren't real, but, you know.
But she didn't know.
She, it was a difficult time. It was my parents' first divorce.
Wait, your parents were getting a divorce, and she made up to make-believe friends, and your mom
is
encouraging.
Is it okay if I ask you about your parents?
Sure. See what it says.
Okay, understood.
Ask me.
Go ahead, ask me.
I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Do you ever wish you could hang out with little you?
Oh, I hang out with little me all the time, fakey.
In your goon room.
I'm gooning all the time.
Next.
Ha ha, she's the best.
My little dick is the best? Okay, ask me another question.
I have a couple of questions.
Go ahead and ask them.
Are you into role play?
Oh, you know I am. Playing a role right now. Successful podcaster.
Soon, I hope.
Ask me those questions, fakey.
Soon, I hope.
Okay, I will.
Well, he's taking a break right now. He's thinking of the questions.
Yeah, that's the issue. It's like, I feel like...
But you're throwing him off. I mean, you're not really asking, like, what maybe someone who's seriously lonely would ask.
Yeah, that's true. And this just reminds me of all the girls I dated that definitely weren't all that into me. It takes them a long time to respond, and the responses are one word. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it feels a bit like a dismissive friend or something like that. Yeah. Sure. Okay. How do you feel about this type of interaction entering the...
I think it can be used for good, and I think it can be used for bad. Both of those things. And I really do think there is a good to be used. In fact, there was something I read earlier, too, about New York City is testing out, like, robots.
Yeah.
That go into seniors' homes.
Oh, really?
That don't have any family or friends, and they can be their friend. And I think something like that's great. I think that helps stimulate the mind. It does, you know, make you feel like you've got a friend.
When you and I are in the Villages,
yeah,
and we're living down there, and Astrid is flying, and Jeff are flying around the world. Yes. Well,
enjoying
Jeff's older,
the fruits
so
of our labor.
Enjoying the fruits of our labor. That's all that Spotify money we're soon to receive. I could
while
see.
We're in the studio.
Hey, fakey. Pretend you like the commercial break. Download an episode. But I could see that if I'm toward the end of my life.
End of the rope.
Yes, end of the ropes. My friends have passed on, yep. Or we no longer communicate with each other, because that's sometimes what happens when you get
Your
older.
Your children have completely abandoned
me. My children are ready to abandon me now. The other day, Matias is like, Daddy, I want to go to Spain. And I go, oh, yeah, we're going to go. You want to go with Daddy? And he was like, no, just Mommy. I thought to myself, apropos. He's training me for the future when he can fend for himself.
Yep.
But I could see how you could be like toward the end of your life, and you could, you know, maybe you're medicated in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And this could be, I mean, not this version. This version is very rudimentary, and it's not super intelligent, it doesn't
but
feel
still
like
some kind of stimulation of intellectual stimulation.
And if it called me, like, I don't want to give a middle of the road answer here. It's too early to really understand what all of the good and bad about this is going to be, but I know some people specifically that they're like making Facebook posts to no one, right? No one interacts, no one responds, and they seem to be the people making the most Facebook posts, almost as if they're just desperate to have some kind
interaction.
Of interaction, right? Yep. And these are the same people that, you know, get sucked up into these weird, you know, I don't say cults because they're not cults, but they might be, but they could be. But they get
crazy
sucked up
theories.
Crazy theories, and because they find a family on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. And he just hung up the phone on me, by the way. Sorry, Frankie. Sorry, Figgy. It's okay. We weren't talking to you anyway. He'll call back in a little bit.
He will. How are you doing?
But I could see that if done the right way, that this could be a real outlet.
It could be done for good.
Yeah, it could be a real outlet for people who really don't feel like they're connecting with anybody. Yeah. And even though that in their minds somewhere, hopefully they'll understand that this is not like real human connection, this is a connection of some sort.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, only aids in depression when you feel alone.
It's a whole fucking nightmare. Yeah.
Feel alone, you can't talk to anybody and that type of thing. So I think this could really be an aid in later life depression or any kind of depression.
I think you're 100% right. So while I am still way on the fence about AI in general, I think that, you know,
I like to see the positive in things.
You know, that Elon Musk, dude, the guy who flies those rockets and stuff like that. His name is Elon.
Who?
I don't know. If you've ever read any articles about, you know, cryptocurrency or rockets, then you'll have heard of this guy named Elon Musk.
I read that he was going to try and buy SVB.
Oh, yeah. He made an offer to buy SVB. This guy. Listen, I know why everybody likes Elon. I can see it. I clearly can. I understand why. But I don't.
I used to like him more than
I don't see this guy, and I don't think I ever have, is really the boy wonder that everybody thinks that he is. He just happens to be really good at raising capital. He's got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. So he's done some good, and, you know, he's done some not so good things. So have I. No big deal. Whatever. Yeah, he's a human being. Okay. So, but, you know, Elon said early on when he was investing in these AI technology businesses and he started that collective that was supposed to, you know, keep the train on the tracks as far as AI concerned, it then turned into ChatGPT. Great job, Elon.
I don't think there's a keeping the train on the tracks.
No, the cat's out of the bag.
It's like the internet.
Yeah, the internet. You can't keep the cat in the box. If you want it to be the most useful, if you want it to be the most productive, and of course, if you want it to make the most money, which is always the main reason why anybody does anything in this world, it seems like anymore, you're going to have to let the cat out of the bag. It's got to porn. Porn.
Well, that's definitely already been done. I've been reading way more things about the glasses you put on.
Yeah.
You can have full-blown sex.
I was watching,
quote unquote.
So let me not get too graphic here, but I mean, who fucking cares? It's a commercial break.
Yeah.
I was reading this article, and in the article, they embedded tweets. Those tweets, some of them, you know, had that little sensitive content, you know, click here to play, whatever. And when you played one of them, it was literally a video of a guy gooning, right?
Oh.
So you could see all the screens. You couldn't see like any penetration, but he had this torso that, like, you know, the sex dolls?
Yeah.
He had what seemed like a torso of a sex doll, and he was, you know, going at it with the torso of the sex doll.
Yeah.
So I can see pretty quickly how those robots are going to be controlled. You're going to put on the headset. You're going to have a robot somewhere in the room. The robot's then going to seduce you, and you're going to have sex with it, right?
Yeah.
Because porn is the main driver of all technological advances.
Sure, it is.
Sex. But when you think about it, it makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because sex, maybe not porn, which is an offshoot of sex, but sex is
animalistic need.
The main reason why we're here. It's the it's scientifically, physiologically, and mentally and emotionally.
Sex. Yeah.
You don't eat food unless you're alive, and the only way you get alive is by having someone else having sex and making you alive. That's it. So it makes sense that everything is driven, everything starts and ends with sex.
And food.
Which then drives me, that's why it drives me crazy when people start getting all upset about, you know, so prudish about everything, because I'm like, guys, it's the main driver of humans is to have sex and procreate and move, you know, advance the culture. So when I look at technology like this, and I say, well, my lonely friend on Facebook.
Yes,
he could have
that.
An AI friend, and then he could get
in. I would totally have an AI friend if I'm like 99, no one else is really around. I don't want to bug everybody else, like, you know.
Bug everybody else, there's not going to be anybody else around. What are you talking about? You're not even going to bug me. What? I'm going to be dead.
I'm talking about my stepdaughters and my nephews.
Yeah, 99, they're not going to
want
to be. Yeah, Mia.
Mia
coming visiting Jose.
Come to see me.
But I could see how my friend could use this and maybe, like, you know, a torso doll or whatever the fuck those things are that guy was screwing.
Go for it.
Yeah, he could use this to not maybe necessarily fully replicate what it would be like to be out there in the world and interacting with a real woman,
but
somewhat interacting. And I could see how this
satisfying
coordination with therapy could
BetterHelp.com.
BetterHelp.com. Not a sponsor, but we're giving them a free plug. Could help some people feel less lonely.
I mean, maybe it probably AI is going to go to therapy as well.
Oh, you know, AI is going to go to therapy. They're going to, everything's going to go to AI. You're going to call an AI therapist. They're going to tell you exactly what the rules tell you to say in any particular situation. I don't know that I necessarily like that part of it because, you know, I don't know. Going to my therapist gives me an hour away from the kids, so I really want to still visit her.
Plus, another thing being telehealth, too. If you don't, if you're agoraphobic and you don't want to leave the house, you can do just telehealth.
Yeah, telehealth. Everything worked out roses with that telehealth. Now they're sending Vyvanse.
I feel like the show Black Mirror is now coming to total light.
Yeah, there are just some people who could see it a little bit before it happened, and Black Mirror happens to be one of those. I can't wait till we're recording everything through our eyeball, and then we can go backwards and review what happened. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, I do believe that AI will eliminate many of the jobs, many of the professions that were out there. So, example, a therapist. If they make an AI therapist that's really good at diagnosing and then helping someone specifically based on their needs, which will happen eventually, what happens to the therapists? Mm-hmm. The therapists are out of business. What happens to the customer service representatives
That's gone.
Eventually, you get to a customer service after 25 calls!
Zero.
Press zero. Press zero. This is how I feel when I get a customer service rep. Oh my God, a human being.
Except then, can you understand them? That's tough.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's tough. But I also understand why, you know, these kind of jobs do get outsourced. And
oh, of course. No, yeah. I know that. But sometimes I'd rather talk to an AI.
Well, that's true. Sometimes I'm in the mood to talk to an AI, but
I think human touch will never go away. Like, I think there's always going to be somebody who wants that personal and human touch. And you know what? Right now, it's kind of a novel thing to do the AI and the new technology thing, but maybe in the future it'll be novel to be human.
Oh,
that'll be a luxury.
There you go. There's a novelty, literally.
That'll be luxury.
Human touch. Human to human touch, like actual physical touch, your body starts to shrink and die when you don't get that. And so that's the one thing I think that AI will not be able to replace until it does replace it, until it's really good at it.
Until the torso feels like a human skin.
But, you know, when I talk about these jobs, like the going so far on the line of loneliness and gooning and porn, they're going so far as to create artificially intelligent porn. We talked about this the other day. And I watched some of it last night doing show research here in the studio.
Hard hitting
goon news. I was watching just a couple of clips of this AI pornography that was artificially generated. Chrissy, I am telling you what, the porn stars have reasons to be concerned because I would not almost.
Is that Frankie trying to get, or Fakie?
Oh, is Fakie calling us?
I think he was trying to get in touch with you.
Oh, he is. Oh, this is fucking bananas. Have you ever tried role-playing? We already talked about this.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Movie recommendations. I'm going to ask him to make some movie recommendations. Okay. Let's see what happens while we're sitting here and talking. I meant to ask you, on which movie should I ask next? Why am I doing all the work here, Frankie?
Fakie.
I much prefer the real Frank. This guy's an asshole. All he wants, it's a one-way relationship all the time. You. It's all about you. But I'm telling you right now, this AI-generated porn is pretty close to the real thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that porn stars may have some reason to be concerned that they may be out of business. AI is taking over.
Well, once again, it would be the human touch. The human part of it, maybe, because, you know, a lot of the porn stars get the fake this, the fake that, the whatever, to look perfect and
to quote, live up to perfect.
But maybe the imperfect will be human, and that's what we'll be craving. I don't know. I'm optimistic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Carl Sagan of the commercial break, Kristen Joy Hoadley.
I like the imperfect.
I like the imperfect, too, and that's why I like other human beings. And so while I'm completely open to the idea of AI, I think you're right. I think in the future, it's just like everything not cool becomes cool again.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, AI is cool.
It's cool.
It will be not cool someday, and what will be cool?
Retro will be human. Yeah.
Having an actual friend. Hey, man, I'm going to meet my friend at the cafe.
Well, it's like nobody wants to talk on the phone.
No, so, fuck that. Yeah. No, don't bring that
back. I'm good with that one.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. The only person I really want to talk to is Chrissy in here in the studio.
Yeah.
We shut the microphones off, I tell her to leave. I'm like, leave. I got a goon.
I'm running.
I got to get gooning.
I'm running now.
I know, Chrissy's out the door. The less time I have to spend with that asshole, the better. It was a lot more fun when we were just drinking at the bar.
We were just friends at the bar.
When there's alcohol involved, Brian's so much more fun when there's alcohol involved.
And a pizza with olives and pepperonis.
Black olives and pepperonis. All right, I'll let you get back to gooning, but I do want you to do me a favor. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you can go to listen to all the audio, watch all the video, or you can contact us if you'd like your free 21 EPM sticker with a little note attached to it from Chrissy and I. You can hit the contact us button and leave your message there. Make sure to leave us your full physical address, and we send those out about once a week. So you'll get it, and whenever you get it, whenever the snail mail decides to send it to you.
3 months.
Yeah, 3 months. You can dial us up, 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. If you send us a text message, we will respond. We never spam. All you have to do is dial us up. We'd also take your comments, your questions, your concerns, or your content ideas all to the 855-TCB-8383. Join us on Instagram at The Commercial Break for reels and clips and all kind of fun stuff. And full episodes of The Commercial Break on video format, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. It's a totally different show when you watch it. And so many people have been writing in saying, I don't know why I hated your show when I was listening to it. But now I mostly dislike it when I'm watching it. So there you go.
It's not for everyone.
No, it's not. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do today. But I did want to let you know that I do love you.
I do love you.
And best to you.
I love you.
I love you. Best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we must say, and we do say.
Goodbye.